Preparing for Act 8.4. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'm your host, Zach Rossi. Hello from Vancouver. Got here yesterday. I'm currently drinking my Timmy Hortons because it's right next to my hotel. Beautiful day outside, actually, here in Vancouver. So I'm going to take a little walk here after I make this episode. And this episode is about the incoming 8.4. This is the finale for Act 8. We've been waiting for this for a little while now. And I want to talk about certain ways that a player can prep for it and what Paragon players should be doing in order to make the best of these rewards to get themselves out of Paragon Purgatory. So first of all, with anything that I always talk about in terms of new content, I always suggest letting the professionals go first. However, I'm going to throw a little bit of a wrinkle into that because I feel like if you are past 8.3, if you have explored the whole thing, you got some skills. You're pretty adept. You know what you're doing. So there's no need for you to like maybe kind of wait. If you can kind of read the nodes and look at your champion roster and go, hey, wait a minute, I got some really solid counters to this thing. And then you look at the boss fight and you go, okay, let me read the nodes and I think I can actually handle this with whomever I have. If that's the way you're feeling, then by all means, go for it. Don't let me stop you. Because I do think that there comes a time in the game where sitting back and waiting is maybe not the best thing to do. You got to show some initiative. You got to, for yourself rather, and go out there and smash these pieces of content. Because, like I said, if you've been progressing this far, odds are you're pretty good at what's going on. Another tip that I would suggest is, I would try to get maybe some stuff, some content underneath your thumbs as well. But also, if you have the units to buy any of those revive packages that you get from completing any of the monthly EQ kind of stuff, by all means, go for it. I think that one potion bundle that was available a couple weeks ago is gone now, which is really good for kind of stocking up on stuff. I got a bunch of those because of the Winter of Woe Gauntlet, and also I was looking at 8.4 and beyond. So any kind of energy refills, any kind of potions, revives, anything that you can get your hands on to stack the deck in your favor so you're not really worrying about, you know, if I die, I'm going to be having to find myself in a, you know, a quit situation or restarting. You know, I would definitely do that stuff so you are not finding yourself in a pickle. Another thing that I would suggest too is building up your 7-star rosters and trying to ascend whichever 6 stars you can. I got a feeling that 7 stars are going to really be the MVPs for this Act 8.4. But also, if you have a lot of that dust hanging around, if you can ascend a couple of champions, that's going to be really good. Like, for example, I haven't ascended Aegon, Hercules, Dr. Doom, Black Widow, Clairvoyant, and Warlock. I think that's NK Bishop as well. Those champions for my roster are going to do a lot of really good stuff. But also, I have a really good collection of 7 stars at the moment as well, too. And because of the Winter of Woe Gauntlet rewards, I was actually able to further dupe my 7-star rank to Titania, which I was pretty stoked about. But I have cultivated and I've built a really good roster of 6-stars and 7-stars. So I would suggest if you are kind of looking for different champions to fill certain gaps, I would go ahead and do that. I would try to kind of get an idea of, you know, who is going to do a lot of really good work, who's kind of like a bona fide MVP across the board. Like, you know, the champions that are kind of like no-brainers, if you will. And also, when you do get into this Act 8.4, when it does drop, look, just preview each path, take your time, and pick the right champions to make this happen. Now, in terms of Paragon Purgatory, as I'm going to call it, if you took a look at the rewards that you get for fully exploring Act 8, there will be a rank 2-3 7-star gem. I think it's a class one. So, you know, you'll spin, the RNG will give you whichever class you need. With that in mind, if you have not done any of the Necropolis, which I'm assuming a lot of Paragon players have done already, but if you're kind of progressing up the ladder and maybe you got into Paragon just after the Necropolis rewards, depending on how, you know, you're playing the game, I would suggest doing at least one path of the Necropolis because you will get your hands on a class 2 to 3 7-star rank up gem, and the requirements for being a Valiant player are having two of those plus completing Act 8.3. So, because of that, you already want to have at least one 7-star rank 3 in your roster. When I got my Necropolis rewards for doing that one path, I was able to get my hands on a Mystic gem, and at the time, my Mystic roster was not really that good. I just had a 7-star Mordo and a 7-star Mangog, and they were both unawakened and kind of like, all right, this is, you know, these guys are okay. But once the Necropolis rewards fully dropped for the Deadpool thing, as I was calling it, I was able to get my hands on a 7-star Rakan, and I took him up to rank 3. That was kind of a no-brainer decision. He's a very good champion. He does get a little bit better once he's awakened, but I've used him a lot in Battlegrounds and all sorts of different content. So already having one rank 3 7-star in my roster is huge, because I know once I do all of this stuff, I am going to have another, and I will finally get into Valiant. So that is very important for any kind of Paragon player out there. If you haven't done even just one path of the Necropolis, do it, because you will automatically get that reward upon completion. And you're going to want it. Got to have it. It's going to make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. And then finally, my last little point here. When it comes to the final boss fight for Act 8.4, now, the way that I kind of approach boss fights is, what I like to do is I like to burn through the other chapters. Like do Act 8.4.1 the whole way through, 8.4.2 the whole way through, etc., etc. Until it is time to get to the boss fight, because then I really want to focus all my attention on figuring out how this boss fight is going to work. And I think if you do that method, if you take your time doing that, odds are you're going to run into a few YouTube channels and players that are going to have the best guides out there to make your life a whole heck of a lot easier when fighting this boss. I know MCOC Noob is really good about that. I imagine Simula will have something. Maybe even Legacy. You know, a lot of the heavy hitters are definitely going to have something about this final boss fight. It's always out there. There's always resources for players, and if you are not taking advantage of these resources, you're doing yourself a disservice. So to wrap this up, like I said, just, you know, make sure your skills are well equipped. Make sure that you have the right resources for potions, revives, and units if you so need them. Make sure that your 7-star and your 6-star roster is looking really, really good, and that you have a lot of options to choose from, because I feel like some of these paths are going to really require like digging into your roster and kind of using a unique champion to kind of either cheese the whole path, or that they're really going to shine through. Making sure that you've already completed at least one path of the Necropolis, so you already have a rank 3 in your roster as a 7-star. And then finally, when it comes to the boss, look, take your time, figure it out, because I feel like that'll be the biggest roadblock for a lot of players, as we've seen in previous boss fights. But once you kind of figure it out, once people figure it out for you, use the knowledge, go out there and kick ass. This is the MCOC and Me podcast, and I'll talk to you all next time.